Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast, which is all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. Today, I'm going to be helping you decide if you should go for individual marriage coaching or you should go for couples marriage coaching. And the difference between the two is when you say about individual coaching, this is where you specifically as one person go and get help to a marriage coach. And when we say about couples marriage coaching, this is when you and your partner go together and get help, even if it's online or it's physically. But the difference is one individual is you only and couples is the both of you, you go and then you talk about what's going on. So the first thing that I want you to know is that when you go as a couples coaching, a lot of people tend to hold up when the coach asks what is going on. Because when you imagine the things that you want to explain about what you're currently struggling, you've already told your husband about it. And the reason actually you're there is because you've already explained to him what's going on and it's still not working. And explaining again to a coach, you might feel like you want to hold up because you don't want to say exactly the same things again and you feel like you're hurting your husband because sometimes maybe you just want to feel like you don't want this marriage anymore. Maybe you want to say your husband is an asshole, but you can't say everything in front of him. So what happens is you will tend to hold back to the things that you'd have wanted help with. And the same thing, it's going to happen to him that he's going to do the same. He's also going to hold up. So it's going to be both of you talking about stuff, but you only say things that you don't want to hurt each other. You're going to be saying things that are not even the exact things that you should be saying. But when you compare to individual coaching, when you get a chance and you're getting a private conversation with an individual coach, she or he is giving you 100% attention and you'll be able to open up and explain exactly how you feel about the marriage. Because when you give an open conversation and you say exactly what you're going through and you have all the honesty and the space to do it and you're doing it privately and no one else is listening apart from the coach who is helping you, you'll be able to speak more and even say exactly what is going on in your heart. And when you compare, when you say these things in front of your husband, you might not be able to say exactly how you feel. And the more you hold back, then you're not going to be able to get any help with a couples coaching, because if you're not honest and you don't say exactly how you're feeling, then you're not going to get the best help at all. When you compare, if you're able to be in a private position, you'll be able to say exactly how you feel and the coach will be able to give you the best advice that on what you need to do. So that's the difference. The first one is people, when they're in couples coaching, they hold up so much because there is already resentment that's going on. And people in individual, when you go as an individual, you'll be able to open up and you'll be able to get the first help even quicker. So the other thing is when it comes to couples coaching is your husband might not be willing to work on the marriage, or he might be willing not to attend, and maybe he doesn't even believe in therapy anyway or coaching. So if you're going to go together and he's not willing, he's going to have a resentment against you. When you force someone to do something they're not willing to do, you definitely know it's not going to work out. You definitely know they'll just go because you told them to do, but not because they want. If they go willingly, then that's fine. It's a good step. But if you're forcing them and they're not seeing even the reason why they should be there, there's no way it's going to work. It's going to be a waste of time and a waste of money and a cycle of the same habits. And that's why most people, when they go to couples coaching, they're always going back week and week and week and nothing is changing, because maybe you're forcing him. Maybe he doesn't want to go. Maybe he's not ready. There could be 101 reasons why he's not ready to go to couples coaching. But when you think about individual coaching, this is you who is willing. You've noted there's a problem. You know there's help that you need. And it's a good option, especially when he's not willing, because if you can go and get all the resentment ending, you'll be able to take the marriage from the worst position to even better. And the more the marriage even starts getting better, you'll be able to understand how to communicate to him so that you can go to a couples coaching. If you can be able to open up to your problems privately alone, then you'll be able to get the best help you can, and which will be able to move the marriage from bad to actually better, something that will keep you going instead of feeling like you always want to leave, or every time you have an argument or you feel like it's divorcing. So the other thing I want you to remember is whenever you're going to couples coaching and whenever you're going to an individual coaching, this depends on exactly where you are, especially if there's so much resentment right now between your marriage. The best advice would always to go for individual coaching, because when you go for an individual marriage coaching, you'll be able to be helped to end the resentment. The only person who can end the resentment is you. The ball is now on your side. You need to choose between individual coaching or marriage coaching. And if you're struggling to still know which one to choose, ask yourself, are you comfortable talking about exactly how you feel about your husband in front of him? Can you be honest and speak to the truth when he's there? Because if you're not going to do that, then you're not going to be able to move that marriage any further. It's only going to get worse. Can you be able to speak up? The other thing is your husband willing to go to a couple's coaching with you? Can he be honest as well? Can he speak up about you? Can you be able to handle that, of the all the things that he would say about you in front of the other person who is coaching you? Those are the two questions that you need to ask yourself. And if you decide to go for individual coaching, I would like to invite you to go and click the link in my bio or to send me a DM on my Instagram and book for a free consultation, and I can be able to explain to you on how I can help you and your marriage. I help women stop feeling frustrated and unhappy in their marriage. So go click the link in the bio or send me a DM if you have any questions. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.